Council passed an overhaul of the city's code of ethics that was introduced by former council member Leif Albertson. A few months ago, council members filed 3 back-to-back ethics complaints against each other. There were no findings, and the ethics hearings happened behind closed doors. At the end of all that, council members agreed that this way of dealing with ethics complaints was flawed. Here's what Perry Barr said coming out of those hearings.
I think our BMC code is really badly written. You almost need a law degree to understand the code and interpret it the way it should be interpreted.
In the old system, council members judged each other in ethics hearings. Barr said at times, council members didn't even know what they were allowed to say. In the new system, each ethics complaint will go to an ethics hearing examiner. That's someone with some legal expertise. That person will start by reviewing whether there's enough evidence for a valid complaint. If the complaint is valid, it will go to a board of ethics, comprised of volunteers like other city committees. A hearing will be held in public. Next, council went to work on creating a new city job, half dog catcher and half code enforcer. Acting city manager Bill Howell had some concerns about funding now that the city has restricted alcohol sales.
We just lost $500,000 in revenue, I think, if not more. So basically, what position do you want to eliminate, or what services do you want to cut to afford this?
Councilmember Perry Barr suggested dog fines and code-breaking fines could help to fund the position. The City Council will continue discussion of the new position at the next regular meeting on October 22nd. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.